I'm going to do this briefly because time has gone in a very good way. But really in closing, therefore, I'm going to highlight something for us. And it's a beautiful thing, I think, and this has been highlighted in Connect Groups. We've actually been thinking a bit about giving recently, and I want to read some verses to us, and like I say, I won't take very many minutes, but let me just read this for us. And this is from the Gospel of Mark, and as you know, we've been thinking about worship in life, and that worship essentially comes out in every area of our life, and everything that we do, we can do as an act of worship. What we've been doing here this morning is we've been giving both to people that some of us know and a whole bunch of people that we don't know. There is an expression of worship that reaches out to God and blesses others. And I want to just read this lovely little story to us very briefly. And just make a point, and we're going to finish. But this is the story of the widow's mite. And I love this story. I love these kind of stories that you find throughout the Bible, but the New Testament. And it gives us insight into the heart of God and teaches us to value the valuable. And so it says this about the Lord Jesus. It says that he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury. And many rich people were putting in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in about a pound. She put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent, and calling his disciples to him, he said to them, "Truly, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they all put in out of their surplus, out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned, all she had to live on." And I love this story. I love this lady. And I love what the Bible is highlighting for us. It's clearly about giving, but it's fascinating and wonderful to me what the Bible is highlighting. And right at the beginning of this, it says when Jesus is observing the treasury, and I'm kind of pulling this bit out, but he begins to observe. And what is he observing? He's observing how the people are putting in their money, putting in their offerings. And I'm kind of deliberately highlighting that bit for us. But it was more about how they did it than what they did. And I love this because it speaks directly to our hearts and not our wallets. And that's the point. And I love it. Because really what is happening for this lady, as we see, is she gave, and really she gave everything. But kind of how we are enabled to do that, hopefully will come clear real quick. But straight away we see that motivation matters. Not how much, but how. What's the motivation? Where's it coming from? And motivation matters, and we find this all the way through the New Testament. Just before we get to this little story, we've been reading about some really different people, the scribes. And Jesus is saying, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like respectful greetings in the marketplaces and chief seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets, who devour widows' houses and for appearances' sake offer long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation. And there's this stark contrast in terms of motivation. One, this first motivation is look at me and how wonderful I am. And look at Some you could look at it in this way. Look at this, and actually, let's just read this really quickly, just to make this point for us. But this is the same thing. It's in Matthew chapter 6, and it says this: "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men, how you give. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets." Imagine the scene. It's like a caricature. And as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you that they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly. And it goes on and it talks about prayer in the same vein. And really, this is the point that I want to make for us this morning. Motivation matters, and the motivation that matters in our giving is our kind of heart of love. And here's a quote. This is Mother Teresa. She said this: "It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into our giving. It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into our giving." It's a good quote. Why? Motivation matters. And when our heart is a heart of love, the motivation is one of love. Another amazing thing happens. Generosity is abundant. When love is the motivator, generosity flows and it's greater. Motivation matters. I can't really keep us any longer because time's gone, but I'd like to. Motivation matters. And when we give from a heart of love, and this morning when we have given out of a heart of love, that heart of love is one of generosity and it overflows. It's not one of "you, thou shalt do this," or "you ought to do that," or "could I calculate for you how much you should give?" No, motivation matters. And the heart, when it is one of love and we are motivated by love, there is an overflow. And one of the beautiful things when we see this and we get to this overflow, is that this motivation of love, which gives in generosity, it is not an onerous thing, it is a joy. It's a joy and a privilege and an honor. So there it is, I've finished. Motivation matters. It's good, isn't it? I love the way that God, in his wisdom, so many things that we kind of get a bit wrapped around our necks sometimes, and money is definitely one of them, he turns it all on its head, and he turns giving and generosity into something beautiful and something of joy and something of generosity. And that's the heart. It's the motivation. It's the love. And it comes out. And it comes out this morning. Amen? Amen. God is good all of the time. Even now, and it's not trite this morning, and it's not flippant, and it's not just easy to say. But in this moment, for people in crisis, God is good. God is good. And he's good all of the time. And he finds ways to intervene into the most difficult circumstances and to provide love for people. And our love will be finding its way to some of those people in obedience and response to him. And we're grateful to partner. That's what Adam said earlier. Partner fellowship with our brethren and people in that place. Can we stand together? I'm going to just pray again. Lord, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are who you are and you do not change. Regardless of circumstance or situation, you do not change. And you find a way where it seems that there is no possibility, where there is no way, you find a way. And Lord, as we look at this situation, and we could look on with natural eyes and think there's no way. In all kinds of specifics, there is no way. But we look up this morning. We look up and we look to you. And you are the one that can find a way. And we pray this. And we pray for Lena and those children having to stay in country, and we pray that you would find a way. Find a way to protect them and keep them. Find a way to provide for them their basic needs and provide safety and keeping. Lord, find a way, we pray this morning. Amen. Amen.